This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. So we were discussing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we now move on to the names of Allah that come from the root rahima, to show mercy. And we know that of the most common names of Allah is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And in fact, they always come after mentioning the name of Allah, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And in fact, it is not just these two names that have been derived from the root Rahima. Rather, at least five names of Allah have come from the same root to show mercy. You have Rahman, you have Rahim. You also have Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful of those who show mercy. And you have Khayrur Rahimin, the best of those who show mercy. And you have Dhur Rahmah, the one who has and who is characterized by mercy. So these are five names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of which are derived from the root to show mercy. And before we go on talking about all of these names, we need to understand and clarify a very important point. And that is, what exactly are these 99 names that we hear about all the time? Because you see, I just gave you five names: Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Arhamur Rahimin, Khayrur Rahimin, and Dhur Rahmah. Yet, it is only the first two, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, that occur on the list of 99. And the other three are not on the list of 99. So what exactly is this concept of the 99 names of Allah? And we have to pause here because many Muslims are actually not aware of the reality of what this concept is of the 99 names. In fact, there is a common misconception. Ibn Hajar calls it a very incorrect misconception that Allah only has 99 names. And this is wrong. This is absolutely false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an infinite number of names, beyond count. We cannot count all of the names of Allah. They are beyond any one language. They are beyond our human comprehension. So what are then the 99? The 99 names of Allah are the best names out of the infinite names. The 99 names of Allah are the best of the best. So all of the names of Allah are the best, al-asma al-husna. All of the names of Allah are the most magnificent. All of the names of Allah are the most beautiful. And these number beyond our human understanding, infinite. Of those names of Allah that are all the best, there are 99 that are extra special. They are the best of the best. And this is the famous hadith that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And the hadith is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, and in almost every single book of hadith. Inna lillahi tis'atan wa tis'ina isma, mi'atan illa wahida, man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. To Allah belong 99 names. Notice, our Prophet didn't say Allah only has 99. He is saying, to Allah belong a special 99. Not, there are only 99. Out of all of the names of Allah, there are 99, such that there's a special category, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever fully comprehends them shall enter Jannah. Now what is the meaning of أَحْصَاهَا? Our scholars say that أَحْصَى means firstly to understand and to know. Secondly, to invoke those names when we're making dua. So we raise our hands and we use them. Ya Rahman, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Kareem. So we choose the name that is appropriate to our dua. If we want forgiveness, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rahman. If we want a child, Ya Wahhab. If we want to be cured, Ya Shafi. If we want sustenance, Ya Razzaq, Ya Kareem. There is nothing you can think of except that there's a name that can be chosen that is appropriate. So this is the second meaning of أحصاها. And the third meaning, أحصى means to fully comprehend, which means we have to act upon those names as well. I.e., our lives should embody those names. When we know that Allah is As-Sami', we'd better be careful what we say Allah is hearing. When we know Allah is Al-Basir, We better be careful what we do because Allah is watching. All of this comes under the meaning of Ahsa. So what are these famous 99? And this leads us to another very big confusion. All of you are aware that there are charts that are found that says the 99 names of Allah. Now a lot of people don't understand that chart. It's not wrong, but it's not necessarily right. What do I mean by this? You see, our Prophet ﷺ told us that there are 99 names. But he did not tell us what are those exact 99 names. So nobody actually knows which of the many, many names that are found in the Qur'an and Sunnah. And by the way, the Qur'an and Sunnah has hundreds of names. If you look at all of the Qur'an and Sunnah and you derive the names of Allah, some ulama have even derived up to 150. In fact, one alim in the past, Sharbini, even went up to 500 by really extracting from every verb and every attribute he made a noun. But you will find hundreds of names in the Qur'an and Sunnah. So what are the special 99? Here is where a lot of people are confused. The fact of the matter is, in the end of the day, nobody knows. Scholars have made ijtihad. They have attempted to choose and select the best of the 99. But in the end of the day, these remain human attempts. Only Allah knows the exact 99. We don't know them. Only Allah knows. We can attempt, and throughout our history, there have been many attempts. And the chart that you find with the 99 names of Allah is an attempt by a very famous scholar of the 2nd century Hijrah. Very early. Perhaps the first attempt ever made. So because it was the first attempt, a lot of people just use it. But the fact of the matter is that many later scholars, they want to point out, this chart is a tentative, educated guess. It is not the final, definitive list. And in fact, there are many names on it that are disputable. Other ulama say they're not of the 99, and so on and so forth. So the point being, there are some of the names of Allah that we know for sure are of the 99, such as Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim and Al-Malik and Al-Qudus, because the Qur'an comes with the proper noun. Anytime the Qur'an comes with the proper noun, it's got to be from the 99. But there are many other names that are derived from verbs. For example, the name of Allah Al-Baqi. The name of Allah Al-Baqi does not occur as a noun. It occurs as a verb. The وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ. The wajh or the face of your Lord will remain. So from the verb يَبْقَى, some ulama have derived the name Al-Baqi. Is this of the 99? Some ulama said yes, some ulama said no. So there's an actual difference of opinion about what the final 99 are. And this is a very important point to note. And some of our ulama have said, of the wisdoms of not knowing, is that every Muslim should want to read the Qur'an with the eyes of trying to catch the names of Allah. I.e. the eagerness should be there. What name is Allah mentioning? And in that effort, you are showing your love for Allah. In trying to find the names of Allah, in trying to think about the names of Allah, that effort is a beloved effort. And perhaps that's one of the wisdoms that our Prophet ﷺ did not mention the exact 99. We should also remember, brothers and sisters, that the names of Allah are very special. And there are things that are special about the names, and they don't share them with any other being or created name. Of the speciality of the names of Allah, the names of Allah are derived from the Qur'an and Sunnah. We don't just sit down and start figuring out names of Allah from our own minds. No. Allah Azza wa Jal warns us about speaking about Him without knowledge. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We do not speak about Allah without knowledge. So it is incorrect to use terminologies that are not found in the Qur'an and Sunnah. For example, I have heard a person say, Allah is the architecture of the heavens and the engineer of the earth. No, this is not appropriate. Allah did not call Himself the architecture and the engineer. And we should not use the names. We should say Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari and Al-Musawwir. These are far more powerful. And when we use other attributes or names, we might have a negative connotation. So we never use a name or attribute except that it is in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. As well, we understand that these names and attributes, even though we understand the concept, we will never understand the reality. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says He is As-Sami'. Everybody here knows what is As-Sami', the one who hears. But we don't understand how does Allah hear. And we're not supposed to think about this. The proper term is bila kayf. We don't think how. A man came to Imam Malik and he said, "Oh Imam Malik, Allah says in the Quran that Ar-Rahman has risen over the throne. Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. Tell me, how has He risen over the throne? How does Allah rise? What is the meaning Allah has a throne rising over it?" Imam Malik became very angry. And he said that al-istiwa ma'loom. Everybody knows what rising means. You don't need to be a PhD. Istiwa, to rise. Everybody knows. Wal kayfu majhul. How Allah has risen, we don't think about it. We don't know. We're not supposed to think. Wal imanu bihi wajib. It is obligatory to believe because Allah used the word. I didn't use the word istawa. I didn't use the word sami' and basir. I didn't use the word wa yabqa wajhu rabbik. I didn't use the word bal yadahu mabsutatan. Both of Allah's hands are outstretched. I didn't use that word. Allah did. So we know the concept, but we don't understand how. And it is impermissible to think beyond the abstract meaning. We don't think how, we don't visualize how. And this is an important point before we move on to the actual names and attributes of Allah. As well, brothers and sisters, of the things that are unique about Allah's names and attributes is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names are eternal. Our names, our parents named us those names. They begin. Before I was born, there was no name that was described to me. Our names have a beginning. Allah's names have no beginning. They are eternal. They go all the way and they go all the way to the future. There is no beginning or end. هو الأول والآخر. Of the unique characteristics of Allah's names and attributes is that no other creature can be named by the proper noun that Allah has chosen for Himself. And the proper noun is with the Alif Lam. Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. Only Allah can be named with those names. A person can be Ra'uf and Rahim, but nobody is Ar-Rahim other than Allah. So Allah's names are unique, and no one has the right to name himself with the name of Allah with the Alif Lam on it. As well, of the unique characteristics of Allah's names is that Allah's names must have meaning. So when Allah says He's Malik, we understand the meaning and we affirm it to Allah. Our names do not necessarily have meaning to them. So my name is Yasir. Of the meanings of Yasir, believe it or not, are the one who's very wealthy. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me much, but perhaps many of you are more Yasir than I am, right? A person can be called Salih, the righteous, but his actions are not Salih at all. A sister can be called Jamila. Well, all of our sisters are beautiful, so we're not going to go down that route, right? But the point is, names don't have to have meaning to them when it comes to the creation. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every name is what? It is valid, and it must apply. And that is of the beauty and perfection of Allah's names and attributes. And the final point for today, and inshallah tomorrow, we'll come back and continue with the concept of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. The final point for today, one of the important points to understand of Allah's names and attributes, is that most of the time, Allah's names and attributes, they occur in pairs. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, right? Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, right? As-Sami' Al-Alim. And in fact, these two pairs are very important. And there is a science dedicated to examining why did Allah choose another name to put next to that name. There's a wisdom behind the two names coming together. So when Allah Azza wa Jal says that He is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, and we'll talk about this combination, right? Al-Hayy, He Himself is the one who is perfectly alive. Al-Qayyum, He gives life to others. So the two meanings are complementary. And this is a much neglected aspect. Almost all of us, we read the Quran, and we never understand, or we never even think, why are those two names coming together? We just think it's random. Or it's rhyming. No, Allah does not do anything without a purpose. Every single name that Allah puts next to a name actually brings about a third meaning. The first meaning of the name, the second meaning of the second name, and then the combined meaning of why is the wisdom between putting those two meanings together. And we will inshallah elaborate upon this as we continue inshallah ta'ala in our quest of understanding Allah's names and attributes. Tomorrow we will come back to the concept of rahmah and talk about the five names pertaining to Allah's mercy. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.